Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I am Kenneth Amadori, and what a day to have Gregory Mannarino on the line. We have seen just unprecedented events happen time and time again. Just when you think the floor has possibly been in, another event takes place, and today we had a historic day for oil. Oil was at the lowest level since inception, and then it went below zero, ended around $37 negative for the May contract. So just seeing unbelievable, unsustainable markets, and obviously a lot of Federal Reserve, central bank intervention. I mean, what a nightmare we're seeing. Disney announced that they're furloughing 100,000 plus employees, not sending them a paycheck. Another shot to the gut. I mean, if you got Orlando real estate, I mean, travel right now, I mean, it's just coming to an economic grind. We got COVID-19, you know, really a false narrative now, just completely shutting down the entire world. And it's tyrannical. I mean, we're all at home, stuck in our house, and, you know, being fed these lies from the government. And more of that is coming out. Unknown maybe a month ago or a couple months ago, but the more you see, the more you can tell that these lies are surfacing and there's agenda behind that. So we're going to talk about all of that today, but without any further ado, Gregory Mannarino of TradersChoice.net, a returning guest, a hard-hitting guest, and someone I am super grateful for coming on the show with me today. So Greg, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. I love your show. I love being here. It's been a long time. Yeah, it's very interesting times. There's no doubt about it. And I think you just hit on some fantastic points right off the bat here. But I believe people are starting to say, you know, enough is enough of the nonsense, the lies, the garbage, and the propaganda. People are waking up. I think they actually finally are waking up. I mean, I hear from my email box is like a bomb. It explodes. And I try to read through these things and I see people are starting to come around. They're like, this is just surreal. What's actually going on here? Nothing makes sense anymore. So people are starting to ask questions, which is the first step, I think, in mass to where there's hopefully going to be some kind of awakening to this thing that we are in, that we've been in for quite a while. But this is really manifesting itself in some freakish ways with regarding to crude oil. You just brought that up. And this COVID-19 nonsense, I love that word tyrannical. It is tyrannical. We're prisoners in our own house here. When a fraction of a fraction of the world population has this thing and a fraction of a fraction of a fraction have actually died from it. Meanwhile, we're in lockdown. We have no economy. There's obviously something much larger going on here. I believe that we witnessed a government takeover here. This is how I see this played out. You know, we were talking in the pre-interview here. I believe, and I have seen evidence to this fact, I believe that this thing was dispersed. It didn't come out of nothing. This was deliberately created here to create this environment we have here, to get us locked up here, to force a mechanism of control, to allow the markets to crater, to foster in a new government philosophy here in the United States. We're nationalizing it all. Meanwhile, small businesses are being culled on an epic scale. This is all by design, in my view. It all plays together. Again, we have some type of a new government philosophy. I'm calling it national socialism here in the United States. It could be worse. I have no idea, but that's what I've been using so far because I can't make heads or tails of it. Maybe it's yet to be defined, but this is something. I'm not really sure where it's going to go. I think, unfortunately, this is a test bed in many ways. What can they get away with? Do you realize that Facebook now is not allowing photographs or videos of any of the protests that are going on? These are peaceful protests against this lockdown. Facebook taking them all down. I put up a couple of things they've gotten taken down. People are like, what is going on here? This is part of the tyranny. This is what we're seeing. It's an incredible situation, but again, what are we going to do? You know, there's not enough of us. There's not enough people like you and me and people listening to this to do anything. They're going to squash us like bugs. But maybe if more people start waking up, like I think they are, maybe we can.
So, I mean, pre-plan, if they wanted to really scare us, why not something that was a little more dangerous? I mean, we're seeing evidence come out that COVID-19, you know, obviously heart disease is now going, the numbers are going down, cancers are going down. All these things are just getting lumped into COVID-19, and it seems like this bigger issue than it really is. And then we're coming to find out that hydroxychloroquine was known to work against the COVID-19 SARS, or not COVID-19, but coronaviruses, yeah, as all the way back to 1995. I mean, Anthony Fauci knew this, but then they're kicking the can down the road, you know, waiting for some sort of, you know, vaccine. Is that where this is going? I mean, do you really think it's all about this pharma, big pharma vaccine and, you know, population control, Bill Gates? I mean, is all of this tied in together? Is it really this sick?
I think it is that sick. I really do. It's so twisted. It's really goes beyond science fiction. This is something else. And I don't think any idea right now is too far-fetched to at least throw out there and to discuss it. In fact, this is what I urge people to do. It's the truth. I've spoken about it in my own blog. Think about something connected to this, maybe it's in your head, that is so out there, like you, that no one would believe it. More than likely, that's the truth. That's probably where we are at here. And this is also something that's been going on for many, 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 many decades. It's all about control. They want to see what they can get away with. They want to, you know, they want to create zombies is what they want. They want people dumbed down, not able to think, divide and conquer. This is what they've been doing. This is what they've been working at for the longest time. Finally, the solution that the Federal Reserve has wanted to achieve for decades has happened. They've become the lender and buyer of last resort. They're buying it all. I have told people on my blog for years and years and years that this was their end game. This is what would happen. And we're here now. The Fed is funneling dollars around the world to central banks everywhere. They're buying foreign debt. They're buying every kind of debt you can imagine. They're funneling cash to the Wall Street banks to buy the market. It's just nothing is real. Nothing. But again, for those of us that are looking to crush the street, this is our strength. This is our advantage. Realizing that the environment we are in is not what it seems allows us to profit from it from so many angles. But it's pretty twisted. And as twisted as we may think it is, in my view, it's way beyond that. It goes beyond the level I think that most people... especially those who think inside the box, they can't even comprehend this stuff. If you were to talk to anyone who's like an in-the-box thinker about this, they would think you and me need to be, you know, burned at the stake or something along those lines. But no, for those of us, I think, that understand a little more, it's pretty easy to see that there is something just horrible going on here.
Watching oil today, just watching it go, you know, from $10 to, oh my God, it broke $10, now single digits. And then it got to a dollar, my goodness. And then, you know, 50 cents. And then it broke zero, went negative. I literally was just step back and I wanted to just take in this moment and then watched it all go all the way to 37, negative $40. It almost felt like, you know, this is going to be what it feels like when the dollar vaporizes, or, you know, when we really see some other things happen. This is one of those moments where it's falling apart and we're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. Because it's one thing to talk about it 2 months ago while everything seems normal. The wheels are falling off the bus right now. And like you said, people are waking up to it. And this was a moment where we're like, wow, it's happening. It's happening right now.
It is. You know, today it was the, you know what today was? And I'm really happy that it happened in a way, because people are actually able to see what a market is supposed to do. In my view, what we witnessed today was a real market. Why? Well, what happened to crude oil today was pretty easy to figure out here, why May contracts cratered the way that they did, and June is down as well. You know, these speculators in crude oil that trade futures, well, they didn't want delivery of the oil. So what are they looking to do? They got to dump it. What are they going to do? Put it in their house somewhere? No. So they were like willing to take anything. In fact, they were willing to take massive losses and pay someone to get it off their hands. So everyone wants to get out the door at the same time. And of course, it's going to end up being like that on a much bigger scale. I think the problem is going to manifest itself in a very similar way in the debt market at one particular time. We're going to get a massive, uncontrolled, insane sell-off in the debt market, and yields are going to spike like rocket ships to the moon. And that cash is going to flood out of the debt market. It's going to put massive pressure on stocks. We haven't seen anything yet. And then it's all that cash is not going to go to money heaven. It's going to look for places to go. It's going to go in suppressed assets. It's going to go into commodities, in my opinion. So, today was a real wake-up call to see what can happen. If you would have told someone this was going to happen, no one on the earth would have believed it. But it did happen. So you got to be ready for anything in this market. And for me, it's very simple. And it's something I talk about all the time, is I'm always watching the bond market. I never look at the stock market first. I always look at what's happening in the debt market first, more specifically one thing, the 10-year yield. What's the 10-year yield doing? If the 10-year yield is under pressure, if it's dropping, I'm looking for stocks more than likely to follow lower. If the 10-year yield is going up, I think stocks are more than likely going to get bid higher here. But in this environment, who really knows? Again, with unprecedented buying by the Wall Street banks, nothing is real. Nothing has a price discovery mechanism behind it at all. That's why we're seeing the things that we are. And it's pretty incredible.
We're seeing a deleveraging event, which should be happening to a larger degree, but so many things are getting bailed out at the moment. But my question is, you know, what about gold and silver here? I mean, in reality, and I'm thinking about this in a very macro, stepping back, you know, we have all these metrics to value stocks or real estate or companies, but all of that's going out the window because there's a collapse of money to chase these goods. So in theory, could gold and silver come down too if there's just this world of money not circulating in the system? Or do you anticipate this money to flow into something like gold and silver eventually, and even stocks? I mean, ultimately, this money's got to go somewhere.
Well, you know, what we remember when the stock market was dropping, we lost like 30-something%. And you saw gold and silver falling under pressure. People going, what's going on, Greg? Why is this happening? To me, it was pretty simple. This was paper derivatives. This is people looking to cover their margins. They were margin calls. So they had to get their cash to cover them from somewhere. And that presented opportunity in my view. And could that happen again? Sure. If this stock market decides to bleed off a little bit more here, of course, we could see the prices come down on these assets, but I still believe you need to be holding the hard things. Forget about the paper. I own paper derivatives right now. I've been trading them as of late, something I wouldn't do for years, but I've been getting involved in that lately. But sure, we could see that come down. But at the same time, again, how I see this playing out is just so simple to me. We have no money velocity. We have no economy. The cash is not moving. So the Fed can go ballistic like they are. They've gone parabolic with debt issuance. They can go crazy with it. And we're not going to see inflation yet because there's no money velocity. Cash is not moving to the economy anywhere. We're dead on a global scale. We need cash to start moving, which we will at one point. And that's when we see the cash start to move. That's when we're going to experience or have the potential to experience a hyperinflationary event. Because we have so much debt out there in the form of fiat bills here, eventually when that cash starts to move, and that cash is going to start to move when we get that sell-off in the debt market, then it's all going to move at the same time. In the same manner we saw crude oil go negative today, big time negative, we're going to see the same thing very rapid sell-off. And it's going to catch people off guard. That's what a lot of this stuff is designed to do. To catch people off guard. It's, you know, be first, be smarter or cheap. Well, it's always the first people out the door that end up doing okay. And that's why you saw that massive cratering of crude towards the end. These guys were the last ones online and they got out last and they lost big time. So we're going to see the same scenario in the debt market, which will bleed off into the stock market. Cash just leaves the debt market, leaves the stock market and goes chasing things. All that cash is going to start moving. So that's when you're going to see or potentially see massive inflation, not just in gold. Gold and silver, in my opinion, and cryptocurrencies too, are massively suppressed massively suppressed. So you're going to see cash go into these things. I think cryptocurrencies are going to explode higher. I think gold and silver is going to explode higher. I think crude oil is going to explode higher. Things like that are going to go up exponentially when the debt bubble pops. And they're going through enormous effort right now to keep it from happening. How do they stop the debt bubble from bursting? It's very simple. They got to keep issuing more debt in greater and greater and greater amounts. This is why the Fed is just increasing everything. They'll never stop until we hit the wall. When we hit that moment of, I don't know what it's going to be, but that's going to be it. And that's when the whole thing will come down. But who knows what they're going to pull out of a hat? A new currency, a new digital currency, get rid of the dollar, some other kind of a thing. It's already in the works. I'm sure that a new system is already there. Just a matter of time before it gets introduced to the rest of us. That's why the Fed's dollarizing the world, in my opinion. The Fed is funneling dollars to central banks around the world. We're not even allowed to know how much it is. We're allowed to see the balance sheet that, you know, on the Federal Reserve's website. We're allowed to see that, but we're not allowed to see the other balance sheet. Most corporations have two balance sheets. The Federal Reserve is no different. They have the balance sheet they allow us to see, and then they have their other balance sheet, which includes the cash that they're funneling around the world. But, you know, that's above our pay grade. We're not allowed to see it.
Greg, let's talk a little bit about oil. I mean, when you look at the oil stocks today, oil ETFs, they weren't really down that much. And, you know, they didn't really reflect this opportunity that was seeing in the May contract that seemed like the buying opportunity of a lifetime with oil at $0 and then negative. At what point do oil stocks become a buy in this environment, if at all?
You know, I think these big companies here, we're hearing about bailouts already. They're going to get bailed out. They're going to get, you know, what are we doing? Is this, aren't we supposed to have a free capitalistic society? We've gone national socialist. President Trump, we'll never become a socialist nation. Well, what are we now? What are we doing? We're redistributing wealth all over the place, again, allowing the Federal Reserve to issue in its final solution. It's incredible. There's no doubt in my mind that they work together. I'm not just saying I don't believe in the two-party system. I really don't. I think it's one party. I think the whole mechanism of Republicans, Democrats is just to keep us off balance and distracted, divide and conquered. But no, it's one party. They're working towards one goal. This is why we can't get a vote on more stimulus. We're going to put it off. Meanwhile, Wall Street gets a mainline right to the Federal Reserve. Unlimited funds, according to Steve Mnuchin. But no. The small businesses, we got to vote on that one. Come on, it's a culling. But again, we're going back to these companies here. We're going to have to see how it plays out. I don't think we're done with regard. Look, we have no economy. There's nothing going on here. Things have to be allowed to fail, but they're not being allowed to fail in this environment where we're seeing an evolution to what I've been saying for years, a two-tier society, extreme haves, extreme have-nots. They're trying to keep that stock market propped up right now to make the rich richer. The middle class people, they're going to get destroyed. They're all going to fall to the lower rung. And the lower rung people, they're already destroyed. It's very sad.
Yeah, we're socializing losses. But at what point are profits going to be socialized? And then we know the private sector is getting crushed in this environment. The public sector is growing as a percentage. Maybe a $5 trillion budget deficit at this point. Right? I mean, we don't even know what's going to get thrown at the system next month or the month after. We don't even know how bad this is going to get.
No, that's the whole thing. I think we're probably just the beginning of it and no one knows. So I don't even, what I do now, I have a completely different, as a matter of fact, what I've told people is this on my blog, whatever you thought you knew about this market, or how they're supposed to work just a few months ago, just throw it out the window. It don't matter anymore. We're in a new paradigm. So don't worry about, if you're trying to capitalize on this market, any aspect of it, forget about what you think it might do. Just worry about what it is doing at the present moment and put cash to work at that time. That's all I'm doing right now. As a matter of fact, I've gone back pretty much to what I did for most of my life is swing trading. I was a big time intraday trader for a while. Kind of with this volatility in here, you know, too much volatility makes it extremely difficult. So I'm going back to a swing trading platform and I've been doing really well with it. As a matter of fact, I mean, people know, I told everyone the Friday before the market crashed, I told them I closed my core positions. I think I was the first guy on the planet to publicly say, financial guy, to say, I just pulled my money out of this market because I don't like the way it looks. The following Monday, boom. I haven't put any money back to work in core positions right now, nor will I plan on doing that. Until when? People keep asking me that. Well, I'll cover that real quick. I want to see the 10-year above 1%. We're not even close. We're at 0.61, I think, the last time I looked. So I won't be putting any cash to work in this market again until I feel it's stabilized. But like you just said, we're in no man's land. We're no, where no man has gone before, or woman for that matter. So we can sit here and talk about it and speculate all we want. The bottom line is we got to find ways to protect ourselves in this environment. Our stocks going back up to all-time highs? Maybe. Maybe they're going back to down to zero. I have no idea. All I know is I want to be on the right side of it, and I have made it my mission to keep the people that follow my work on the right side of it, and I think I've done a damn good job of it. But for now, like you said, it's so hard to speculate on what they're going to throw at us next, what's coming next. We don't know. Like today, as a great example with crude oil, this really came out of left field. No one would have guessed this, but it happened. So let's just watch it. For me, it all boils down to one thing. Strip all of it out. Let's watch that 10-year yield. Let's see where the 10-year yield goes. And that's going to tell us where we need to put cash to work at this particular time. So, and with regard to metals, you got to hold it. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion. You got to be in physical gold. You got to be in physical silver. I believe you got to be in cryptocurrencies. I own all the big ones. These are no-brainers to me. I know a lot of people are going to argue with me, but that's fine. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to have it. So, and with regard to the market, trade it. Trade the market you have now and just watch that 10-year yield. It couldn't be easier, in my opinion, to try to get a handle on what we think it may go cautiously and be ready to close positions, whatever trade you might have open. I think that's what it boils down to. Just trying to stay ahead of the charade is really what it's all about.
So you mentioned cryptocurrencies. We're big fans of Bitcoin here. We own the big ones. As far as Bitcoin goes, we're 21 days away from the halving. I mean, if we were having this conversation maybe a couple months ago, you know, we just talk about the halving, you know, why it's important to own cryptocurrencies. I mean, but here we are. I mean, it almost is a non-event when I think about it. It's either going to endure this stress test of this market that we're dealing with, this panic. I mean, and unfortunately, we're kind of seeing Bitcoin follow the S&P 500 to a certain degree. You know, when it goes up, it's following the market. When it goes down, just in its movements, obviously it's gone up a lot more than that, which is one of the reasons why I like it. I think, you know, there's some value there. But just to kind of throw that out there, I know a lot of people are questioning that. And if we do see a big sell-off that happens in markets, could we see Bitcoin go down, in your opinion, despite this quantitative hardening that we have here in 21 days?
Let me say this. I told people publicly to stop buying Bitcoin at 3,700 this time. The last time Bitcoin made that massive run up, I nailed it to the wall. I told people to buy it at 2,700. I told people to buy it at 5,000. I said at 5,000, I told them it was going to 10,000. When it hit 18,000, I told people to dump it. And I got laughed at, ridiculed. I mean, I had all the websites, crypto websites saying Greg is wrong, but Greg was 100% right. With this particular one here, I told people to start buying it at 3,700. We're at what, almost 7,000 right now. We were over 7,000 yesterday. So yeah, it's done pretty good. I obviously made a good investment myself here. Personally, I'm holding it, and I haven't added to my position in a long time. I started buying it at 3,700. I bought more probably around 5,000 ish, some or 5,200 or so. And now I'm just kind of sitting on it right now. So I still believe it's a long-term hold. I will hold it. I am not selling it. If I see it start to take a big, big dump and I'm taking losses, maybe I'll sell it at that point. But until then, I'm not even going to think about it. I mean, I even forget that I own it sometimes. I just don't even worry about it. It just sits there. It makes me happy. I check what I have in my accounts. Oh, it looks good. Very, very good. I'm happy. That's kind of how I'm playing everything right now, trying to get through this environment. We're going to. And I still believe we're in the right spots with regard to cryptocurrencies, with regard to gold, and with regard to silver. I think they are the golden places to be right now. Golden, all of them encompass, not just gold. Silver, gold, big cryptos. We're in the right spot, in my opinion.
Kind of circling back to where we started this interview with the planned, you know, collapse, the COVID-19, the false narrative, the people that are standing to benefit from this. Do you think that Bitcoin, gold, and silver are the ultimate opt-outs and out of the hands of the Federal Reserve and those that are going to benefit from this tyrannical lockdown?
Wait, do I think they're the right places to be?
Do you think that they're out of the hands of those who are in control in so many ways?
I would like to think they are. But at the same time, I mean, we don't really know what they're going, if we're going into some type of a serious, new paradigm of tyranny, I mean, they can do anything they want to us. I guess we'll address it as we get deeper into it. But for now, I mean, like I said, I'm more like, I always tell people not to live in the moment because animals and children live in the moment. And as adults, we can't, but at the same time, you know, we have to kind of trade the market we have, be in assets we feel are right at that moment, at the time, and just see what comes down the pike here almost daily at this point. I wake up and I follow the futures markets and I follow the overseas markets and I look at all this stuff going on and try to make some sense of it in my head. And then I wake up and I'm saying, okay, what am I going to do today? It's really what I'm doing at this point here. And I've been damn lucky. I've been extremely lucky. I've stayed ahead of this market, got my cash out. I mean, at the absolute opportune time here, I would like to think it wasn't all luck that I got to pull my cash out of the market at that time. I like to think I really said it. I'm said, I don't like it, what I'm seeing now. If I come out, like, and I'll do this on my blog. I'll say, you know what? I'm looking at this particular asset, no matter what it might be. And I don't really like it too much. This is what I'm going to do. People probably should follow along with me because I've been right. I mean, am I always right? Hell no. No one's always right. But the vast majority, I've nailed it. And it's not because I'm any smarter than anybody else on this planet, only because I study it around the clock. And even in this twisted environment, my brain is always working. This gear's turning. This one's turning back, trying to figure out what's going on. And it is confusing. It's hard to get on it's hard to think what they're going to do next. But we do have to think that way. We know what the end game is with regard to the Federal Reserve. They want to be the central bank of the world. They've achieved that fact. So now that they've got that, now that they're dollarizing the world, what's going to be their next moves? It's more than likely going to be a one world currency in one type or the other. I don't know how this plunging price of crude is going to affect the petrodollar. This could lead to conflict. Although I can't imagine that an OPEC nation would want to revalue their oil in any other currency right now. But you know, you just never know. The United States military is the strongest in the world, so it will maintain that petrodollar no matter who they have to kill, how many million people they have to kill to do it. But it's interesting to think about. Yes.
Greg, you brought up some good points there, trading in the moment, being invested in the moment. I feel like a lot of us are preparing for, you know, the world, what's going to benefit when the earth turns into an ice ball. You know, it's stuff that's just so far down the road. And not really making realistic investments and plans for our lives. And that's a good point that you bring up. But we're seeing some crazy things happen. So yeah. I want to appreciate you for your time. Share some closing thoughts with us, if you would, and give us an idea of what people can expect if they visit your website and follow you at your blog.
Sure. You know, I'll say this. The greatest commodity that we all have is each other. And I've been urging people to understand that we're not each other's enemies, that we need to come together. We need to love each other, care about each other, be charitable in this sick, twisted environment that we're in. Look, they got us locked up. We can't interact with each other. I can't even shake anyone's hand. I mean, this is absurd. They're dividing us to the nth degree. So understanding that we need to come together and that we are our greatest commodity, and that's what we should be investing in is each other, friendships and relationships. That's really what it's all about. With regard to me and trying to capitalize on this market, everything is on my website. Everything you need. I have an amazing swing charting system, swing trading system. It's called the Boom System. It's free. You don't have to sign up for it. Just go over there and use it. It tells you, it's been so accurate. It's scary. In fact, I've challenged people to bet against it. And everyone who has, even myself, has lost. So don't bet against the Boom System. It's right on my site, traderschoice.net. And there's a chat room there for you. Get involved. It's all free. Lots of fun stuff on my website. I hope people utilize that resource. It's not for me. It's for them. And, you know, pay it forward. If you're a successful person in life, you know, if that means you got to go out of your way to help another guy or another girl with something, just do it. You know, you'll feel better about yourself, and we'll start that movement. Like I've been saying, we're responsible for each other. So let's do it. Let's come together.
Yeah. Well, that's powerful. And, you know, that's the ultimate bid for this whole entire system, is that, you know, we all want to live the next day. We all have hope for tomorrow. So I think that's a powerful way to end this interview. So Gregory Mannarino, everyone, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today.
Thanks. Let's do it again.